RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Here was D'Amico talking about clutch moments, clutch guys, and maybe the Texans having a little bit of that clutch magic on this team.
Clutch moments. They're stepping up in the clutch moments, and they're making the plays that we need and to close games out. I mean, we did it last week versus the Raiders.
Right.
Throw the pass up to Nico. Right. Again, in this situation where everybody's thinking you got to run the ball, run the clock out, run. It's like, man, if they're gonna sell out like this on a run, then let's throw the ball. Yeah. Make sure we're throwing it to our best player. Make sure we throw the ball to Nico, because we know how he performs in those clutch moments. Yep. You know you can count on the guy. And that's what he did. He showed up, got a huge first down for us. And then we're at that moment. It's like, hey, now let's pound the rock.
Right.
Like, let's continue to press forward. Woody did a great job. And as a coach in those moments, the one thing you're worried about, and they're probably tired of me on the head, is yelling, make sure we protect the ball.
Yep.
Secure the ball. Secure. Okay, I got it. I'm going to tell him. It's like, just make sure. Because that's the one thing I'm worried about most. But what he did is done a great job protecting the ball, you know, all year. O-line did a great job blocking, and we finished it. I said, hey, we need 2 yards.
All right. He talked about clutch players, clutch moments, and they have been able to come through. 713-572-4610, YouTube and Twitch. Do you view the Texans as a clutch team when it's coming towards the end of the game? Do you have the confidence and feel like they're going to find a way to get it done?
Yeah, I do, Ron. I think in clutch moments, call it that, I refer to it as closeout moments. I mean, in closeout moments, you can't deny this team's been good. Defensively, they're tremendous. There's been a couple of quarterbacks slip through the cracks and get into field goal range on some scrambles early, but for the most part, I trust this defense as much as any defense in football to close out. And then when you look at what the offense has been able to do, man, we've talked about it a ton. Woody Marks has been really in the O-line. Has been really, really good in 4-minute situations. And, you know, when he makes a good point of, like, when a game's on the line, they find a way to get the ball to Nico, and whether he's drawing a pass interference or he's getting a big catch, it's helping him win a game and helping him close out a game. So I got a lot of concerns between, you know, the opening kickoff and the last 5 minutes of the game, but they have been tremendous in the last five.
You felt like so. Because a couple of people are texting in, Ocho, our guy, who's one of our loyal listeners. Ron, it's weird because I've seen the Texans defense give up big plays on third and long late games, but ironically, I've seen the offense run out the clock late in games. I don't know how I feel, to answer your question. Someone else texted in, players make clutch plays. Usually, it's the amazing Texans defense being clutch. And I, before the show, me and Tyler were talking about this, and I was saying, at the end of that Chargers game, the Chargers score to make it, it should have been 20-17, but it was 20-16 because they missed the extra point. And it's like 6:30 left. And I said to Tyler, did you feel good? Were you thinking like, all right, they're gonna find a way to take this home? Because they've been doing it. They've been doing it. 7 out of the last 8 games. And Tyler said, no.
Hell nah.
No, I'm not there yet.
Didn't feel comfortable in the least bit.
See, I'm with you, Clint. Something's going to happen. They're going to find a way.
The interesting thing is, like, my confidence in those situations still has a lot to do with the defense.
Yeah.
Like the offense has been really good in lately in closeout moments, right? And we can't deny that. But there's also a component here of if they don't go get two or three first downs and put a knee in it, if they can at least punt the ball down and create a 70, 80-yard drive situation against our defense, especially if you're up four, it's likely that's not going to happen. So that's part of the confidence that I have in closeout situations is hey, if the offense can't close it out, then the defense will. And so I feel pretty confident about that part of you have a lead, and can you close out in the last 5 minutes? I feel pretty confident in that scenario.
Look, fellas, that's just one of the big things that I came out of that game with. And I'm always be honest with the audience. Sometimes you don't want to hear it. Sometimes you do, whatever. I do feel like, especially with us, for the most people, at least respect that we're going to be honest with you. I am done trying to make sense of this team. I've thrown in the towel, Clint. I am done.
Hold on, show.
Almost in a way of looking at this logically, because I've watched and covered football. I've covered football for 15 years. Anywhere from really bad teams to really good teams. I've watched this team this is the sixth season. Like, I'm going to be honest. There is nothing as a whole about this team that I've watched over the years and thought, right, that team's going to win three in a row. What I watch has generally not been sustainable. But damn it, it doesn't matter with this team. Yeah. Something's going to happen. That's what I'm sitting there thinking. Me and my mom are sitting there watching. She goes, "Here, mother, the Chargers are coming." I said, "Yeah, something's going to happen. Something's going to happen." Now, this something may be because of the Texans have done something to make a play. It may be something that the other team has done to shoot themselves in the foot or something. But something's going to happen. I don't know what happened to Cameron Dicker. I don't know.
Yep.
He was going to be the Pro Bowl. He's a Pro Bowler. And probably going to be the All-Pro. Had never missed a kick inside of 40 yards in his career. 52 for 52. He missed two.
I mean, right now, he's the best in history. He's the most accurate kicker in history.
He missed two.
Extra point in the field goal.
They lost by four. Yep. He missed two. I don't know what happened to J.K. Scott, their punter. I don't know. He polished off a 22-yard punt. I don't know. I'm sitting there watching that second half. I'm like, well, this feels like the Texans are going to need some help to score. And by God, here comes J.K. Scott with two punts below 30 yards.
Shanks.
To got out of bounds to get him. It doesn't matter. There may be a call that goes their way. The Colts game, right? That whole sequence where the delay of game, like something is going to happen. Andy Reid lost his mind. Something is going to happen. 3rd and 20 from your own 5 against the Raiders.
Bundle of Ruski Doo.
A penalty. Right? Like the corner loses his mind and just grabs Nico. Something's going to happen. And like, that's what it feels like with this team right now. I'm not kidding you. There is nothing about a team. They routinely, Clint, they'll go and just have like five, six, 3 and outs. Yeah. They'll just go a quarter and a half without doing anything. And it does not matter with this team. I don't know if they got destiny. I don't know what it is.
Yeah.
But they've got something where it's just like, and I think they all believe it. Something's going to happen.
Yeah, something good's going to happen.
Something good's going to happen. I don't know what happened to Gadsden's hands on the goal line. But like, something's going to happen, and they are rolling with it. Like, I was listening in the post-game show, and D'Amico kicked off his press conference saying the light is shining on the Texans. A lot of that has to do because our following and faith in God. I'm thinking to myself, hell, you might be onto something. Like, I don't know,
I guess he ain't taking care of the team that lost over, is he?
I don't know, man. Maybe on to something. I don't know. I'm sure the Chargers got some guys that are following, but I'm sure he didn't mean it that way, but it is just crazy to me in all of these games that something just occurs, and I'm done fighting with it. I am done. Hell, they had 81 yards in the second half against the Chargers.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter. 36 yards against the Bills. Doesn't matter. They're finding a way.
Yeah. When you're led by a defense that is as strong and as stout as ours is, man, you're gonna be living right more times than not. That's for damn sure. So, the interesting thing about this game is how they survived the turnovers.
Yes. It doesn't matter. Text line coming in. God is a Texans fan. Maybe. I think I'm hoping God's a fan of all of the teams, but something's happening. Someone texted. Here we go again, Ron, making solid wins sound like close victories and near losses. They were. They all were. Seven of the last eight, which I think, by the way, I think it is a skill. Like, I mean, and I'm not saying that this is luck. As I said, something happens, right? Sometimes it's the Texans making a play. Sometimes it is the other team, the Texans playing a certain fashion and allowing the other team to make a mistake, right? Or sometimes there is fortune. Like, but it is a skill to win these close games, and there is something where I totally believe on that sideline, when it gets to the fourth quarter, I think they all believe it's ours.
God bless, brother.
Something's going to happen. Aziz will make a play. Will will make a play. Something's going to happen. And I'm with it. Someone texted in and said, I'm not sure if this team is clutch, but they at least believe in themselves and don't make a lot of mistakes. And that, like, I think that's a part of being clutch. Like, you know, not making mistakes.
This goes back to the team that Nick Caserio and D'Amico have put together. I mean, I do believe that when you get a team that's more accountable to each other, they prepare different. They are absolutely elite and one of the best teams in the league when it comes to preparing, you know, being one, being accountable to each other, loving each other and loving the game. And it's crazy how they've found so many dudes that are cut from that same cloth, and those dudes can play ball the way they can play ball. And I think that pays off in those moments. They are very, very comfortable in a one-score game and very, very comfortable on both sides of the ball, as we've seen of late, that they're going to, if they've got a lead late, they're going to win it. Now, I don't know if you got to get outside your skin and you got to go win it. You're down a little bit.
They haven't really had to do much of that. I think the Raiders game is, well, the Jacksonville game, obviously. It seemed to start there.
Yeah.
It seemed to start there where everything had to go right and they had to make every play, right? Like, yeah, I didn't have it drawn up that Davis Mills was going to go bang out a 20-yard run to finish that thing off.
Turn the tide, baby.
To finish that thing off. But no, someone texted in, and I think this is where Tyler was. I'm always scared that the quote, same old Texans will show up and blow it.
The Texans fan PTSD is definitely a factor here.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
say.
Yes, man.
I want to get past it. I do. It's just not easy.
Talking about yourselves the way you talk about the Jags.
Well, hold on now. Hold on.
You're saying the old Texans will blow it? The Jags are going to jag.
At least they're wearing like battle red, not baby puke turquoise or whatever that is.
Oh, yeah. But listen, no one's arguing the color combination.
It's all of it in Jacksonville and Duval County, man.
Nobody is.
Just a joke of a franchise.
Yeah, man. Shout out to the Texans. But I've thrown in the towel trying to bring logic with this team, man. They're going to find a way. I honest to God, I think I'll be shocked. I think they're going to play tight games in the fourth quarter, and I will be more surprised. It's the damnedest thing. You could just wait for it.
Yeah.
Wait for it. Something's going to happen. Bam. Here we go.
It's like what I told you before the show during this, and it's a badass winning streak, and I love it as a Texans fan, loving every second of the 8 straight wins for the Texans. But I don't think there's really been, I mean, maybe one moment in one of these games, but there hasn't been many moments where I've sat back at any point in the second half and been like, all right, that's a dub. Let's go. No, I don't know if
I've done that, but I've sat back and thought they're going to figure something out.
Yeah.
They're going to figure something out. Like a third down, like that pivotal play. Third down, I'm thinking, I don't know if they're going to protect him. I don't know. Something will happen. They'll find a way to make this happen.
Are we going to give you your flowers?
And it happened.
Yeah.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.